If you make things for a living, the hardest part is often not writing the next draft. It is finding the draft you already wrote, the screenshot you saved, the brief you have finished, or the research note you meant to use 2 weeks ago. That is why this week's most important AI update for creators is not really about better prose. It is about retrieval. According to OpenAI's release notes, ChatGPT can now search across chats, projects, images, and documents on web, iOS, and Android. OpenAI also says ChatGPT is available again on WhatsApp in the European Economic Area, with voice notes, image uploads, and image generation. So what changed? In plain English, ChatGPT is becoming more like a searchable work archive. Instead of treating it only as a place where you ask for a fresh answer, OpenAI is positioning it as a place where your older material can be found again. If the tool has seen a brief, a draft, an image, or a document in your ChatGPT history and connected workspace, you may be able to search back through that material instead of rebuilding the context from scratch. That sounds small. It is not. For creators, the cost of lost context is real. You open a project and then you spend 15 minutes remembering what your last angle was. You dig through screenshots for a source quote. You try to reconstruct a content plan from three different tabs and two half-written notes. A tool that helps recover the old work faster can save more time than a tool that writes slightly cleaner sentences. OpenAI's confirmed claim here is straightforward. Search now spans chats, projects, images, and documents, and it works on web, iOS, and Android. The company is also saying ChatGPT has returned to WhatsApp in the EEA with voice notes, image uploads, and image generation. What we do not know from the release notes alone is how consistent that search is across every type of file, how far back it reaches in practice, or how precise it is when you have a large amount of content. Those are the sorts of details that only show up when people use it in real work. But the workflow idea is easy to understand. If you are a creator, your value is often buried in your own material. Old hooks, draft captions, audience research, source links, screenshot libraries, client notes, product ideas. The less time you spend hunting, the more time you spend deciding what to make next. Here is the practical shift. Instead of asking, can this tool write the post? Start by asking, can this tool find the ingredients I already have and point me to the next step? That is the right test for this release. A simple example. Imagine you are preparing a newsletter about a trend you covered 3 months ago. Normally, you might search your drive, scroll through chat logs, open old tabs, and rebuild the outline from memory. With a searchable archive approach, you would ask ChatGPT to find the earlier thread, the related image, the saved document, and the rough outline all in one place. If it can surface those pieces quickly, you are no longer starting cold. That does not mean the tool should decide the story for you. It means it may help you resume the story faster. And that is why this matters for both beginners and experienced users. If you are newer to AI tools, this is a useful mental model. The best productivity win is often not generation, but retrieval plus organization. A tool that helps you recover context is often more valuable than one that produces a polished paragraph you still have to fact check. If you are more advanced, the question becomes workflow design. How do you store your creator material so an AI tool can actually use it? Are your drafts labeled clearly? Are your screenshots grouped by project? Are your source notes pasted into one thread or scattered across five apps? A searchable archive only helps if the underlying material is reasonably findable. There is also a second angle in this update, ChatGPT's return to WhatsApp in the EEA. The confirmed features there are voice notes, image uploads, and image generation. That suggests OpenAI is still trying to meet people where they already communicate. For some users, especially solo operators and creators working on the move, that matters because the best tool is often the one that fits into the day you already have. Still, there are limits. A tool that can search more of your material is only useful if you trust what it returns enough to review it carefully. Search can miss things. It can surface the wrong version. It can blend together similar ideas. And when a tool is helping you retrieve old work, it may be tempting to treat the first result as the right one. That is exactly where human review matters most. So here are the checks I would use. First, verify the source. If ChatGPT surfaces an old draft, confirm that it is actually the version you meant to reuse. Second, check the context. Make sure the quote, screenshot, or note belongs to the current project and not a similar one from last month. Third, inspect the next step. If the tool suggests a follow-up action, a rewrite, or a summary, read it before you send or publish anything. Fourth, if you are using WhatsApp Access in the EEA, be especially careful about what you upload. Anytime you move images, voice notes, or project material into a messaging environment, you should know exactly what you are sharing and why. The most useful experiment this week is simple. Take one folder of old drafts, screenshots, or links. Ask one AI tool to turn that material into a three-step production plan. Then make your own manual outline beside it. Compare the two. Do not compare them on style. Compare them on usefulness. Did the AI find the right source material? Did it identify the real next step? Did it skip the obvious dependency or the missing piece you needed? If it did, that is a sign the tool may be helpful as a retrieval and planning layer. If it did not, then you have learned something equally useful. The tool may be good at summarizing, but weak at organizing your actual workflow. That is the deeper story this week. A lot of AI talk still centers on writing, rewriting, and polishing. But for creators, the bigger win often comes earlier in the process. Find the thing, gather the pieces, rebuild the context, then write. OpenAI's release notes suggest ChatGPT is moving further in that direction, with search across chats, projects, images, and documents, plus a renewed WhatsApp presence in the EEA. The confirmed change is not that the model has become magically smarter. It is that the interface around the model is trying to remember more of your work. My verdict, use now, but test carefully. Use it if your pain point is old work scattered across too many places. Use it if you spend too much time refinding your own material. Use it if you want AI to help you resume a project instead of starting over. But test carefully, because retrieval is only helpful when it is accurate, current, and easy to review. If the tool cannot reliably point to the right source material, the time savings disappear fast. The next thing to watch is whether this kind of search becomes more precise across more file types, and whether creators can build cleaner workflows around it without turning every project into a black box. For this week, the practical lesson is simple. Before you ask AI to write, ask it to find.